Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live. We'll all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us up at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because you know what it is. That's what we do. Let me get my dude on the line. My dude, that dude, Rapstar 412. What's the word, baby?
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good, STL?
Oh man, getting used to things, man. Trying to make it happen, dog. I got a million and one things going on, heading 60 different directions all at the same time. But hey, I'm out here adulting. You know what I'm saying? That's the adulting thing I got to do. You know.
I'm with that over here, man. It sounds like there's some dogs beefing outside. Like they just barking and shit. They kind of beef outside.
It's something going on everywhere because I said as soon as it's time for us to do our thing, they outside doing construction. I'm like, what the fuck? On a Sunday? Come on, it's this time and a half. This time and a half. Who's had a time and a half and ain't no emergency? What is y'all doing? What's going on in your neck of the woods, though?
Man, everything's good, man. Everything's good, man. You know, I'm about to get my new car soon, so that's going to be up and popping. You know, so everything's running smoothly. I'm just trying to, you know, think about these damn dogs making all this damn noise. They be doing the stupidest shit, man. I remember I was outside. I was in my sister's car listening to some DMX, and I started walking out the car, and I'm like, arr. All of a sudden, 20 motherfucking dogs out of nowhere just started barking out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, shit.
You had the tribe.
Yeah, I come in. I'm like, it's your boy X, baby. All of a sudden, the whole fucking neighborhood that had every fucking dog came out and answered the call. I was like, oh, shit. Damn it.
Look at you.
Yes.
Not your ass had a popping. Well, this is what we going to do, man. We're going to jump into these Dollhouse announcements real quick, and then we'll be right back. Get it popping with that. Where they do that at? Let's go. Dollhouse.
Mm.
Flow House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey. If y'all just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the 1. We got you. 412.
Yeah. Hey, yo. All right. So I'm gonna have to put on my MD jacket right now, you know, put on my doctor's uniform, because this is all medical right now. This is medical right now.
Okay.
You know, you can call me Doctor Star, Doctor Rat Star, Hurricane Doc. Actually, you can call me Hurricane Doc. But check this out. This 22-year-old woman by the name of Amanda Grice. She has this condition. I heard about the condition, actually. I used to watch these shows called Taboo, and they would talk about, you know, certain things in society that people was going through that was a little taboo to talk about, but, you know, they were going through it. But this is a condition that she has. It's called PGAD, Persistent Genital Aroudness Disorder. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a spontaneous, persistent, unwanted, uncontrollable genital arousal. So that means this woman is having an orgasm, it's unwanted, and she's not doing anything to stimulate it. It's spontaneous. she says, this is deep though. This is deep. Most women might, you know, laugh and be like, oh, that's a great thing to achieve an orgasm. I probably won't even need a nigga to do that and everything like that. That sounds great. But it's more than that. This woman, she is saying that she can experience up to 50 or more orgasms per day. And she had this condition since she was 8 years old. So she's going through all of this since a very, very young age. Like I said, she's 22 right now. So it's uncontrollable. It happens spontaneously throughout her day. She does like a series of working out and yoga to try to neutralize some of her stuff. This could last about like maybe a few minutes to maybe a half an hour, but she has continuous orgasms and it's controlling her life. To the point, she actually contemplate suicide. That's how bad it was getting. You know, every day, it's like, you know, the sudden vibrations of anything could set it off. Like she could be driving or riding through a car, and you know, the vibrations of a person making a left turn could trigger it. You know, it's just something that's been over control of her life for a while. So what she'd been doing was she went to several doctors. The doctors didn't even know what was going on. It's such a rare condition that they're still in the new, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with the body. So she'd been talking to some doctors. She'd been going to a sex therapist. She'd been on the internet trying to see any information, get research on the disorder. talking to other women around the world who has the same condition. I mean, how would you feel? I know it might be funny to, you know, some women to be like, I can achieve an orgasm over 50 times. But it's like what the girl said in the interview. She said, you know, having an orgasm is like something beautiful. So when you're like eating candy, and candy, everybody loves candy, but when you eat too much of a good thing, you know, you end up getting sick because your head hurts. Right. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that, STL?
Well, you know,
have you heard about the condition actually?
I've never heard of this, but I do want to first, I got my opinion, but I want to get some feedback from the motherfucker who gets paid to bust nuts. So, from the money deal.
What? Wait, say it again because I ain't here. I had to take the mute off the phone.
Oh,
I had to take the mute off. My fast walking, I'm tired. Wait a minute. Yeah, all I heard from the song, what did you say?
I said, let's hear from the one who gets paid to bust nuts first. Because you make a living.
That was a beautiful introduction. That was a beautiful introduction. I applaud you on that one. That was a beautiful introduction. I couldn't have said it better
myself. A damn fool. A fool. I swear to God. I'm going to get you, though. I got something. I'm going to have something lined up for you, STL. Just hold on a minute. I got to think of something because you know I'm going to get you, right? On air, online. Might not be today. Might be next time. But okay, so I wouldn't want to be busting us walking. That's why when I got my piercings done, and they kept trying to talk me into getting my clip pierced. And when they told me that you just come out of nowhere, when you know, until you get used to it, I didn't think that was pleasurable. I don't want to be like making all that because I'm loud. You know what I mean? You have like, if it's like that, one of the master nuts, like one of those deep, deep rooted ones that you got to, you know, struggle and they come out.
Right,
them
one
ones, I'm super.
He's shaking, body shaking,
yes.
Quaking. Oh
yes.
My God.
My heart be, listen, I be thinking I'm bitch having a heart attack, okay? Like one of those. I don't want to feel that all the time. That's a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? And I did see something like that online, though. I did see it. I don't want to experience that. You know what I mean? They got them panties that you put on. I'll go crazy, a motherfucker run around, control the panties with that vibrate on your clit or whatever. I don't think I can handle that.
That looks so
I think
dope.
Something like that would be
so dope.
I mean, but I'm so loud when I, you know what I mean? Like, you got the basic times when you come and you don't even fucking know you're coming. You know what I'm saying? As a woman, we are, you know, our bodies flow 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we stay wet anyway. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I stay wet. You know what I mean? So to get a master nut like that, I think that would drive me crazy too. I don't think that I could handle that 24/7. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be hard and embarrassing. Not only so, I do understand. I think having something, she's got to be weak, and you driving. Do you know how dangerous that is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For somebody like me, who I be trembling, shaking, it's like I look like the exorcism. My back, like, you know, come up, like I damn near come up off the bed. So, you know, if it's the right one, you know, and I ain't talking about the right person. I'm talking about the right nut. So some shit like that would, I just can't see the poor baby. She, poor thing, she trying to drive and be out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be hard. I understand. I do understand her frustration and her stress. I mean, then you know, you got times where you want enough. But who wants it 24, you know what I'm saying, uncontrollably, like uncontrollable.
Right.
Who wants it like that? I don't know who would want it, a man or a woman. I can't see why you would want that.
The funny thing is, there's also a condition for men too. It's the same exact thing. It's called.
Is it? Oh, that's
different.
Just nasty.
Yeah.
He walk around here a big
different.
Ass wet spot. I'd be like, is this bitch pissing on it? So see, I would think that's some kind of freak then. You know what I'm saying? He walk, especially, you know, it's kids in the world and this nigga busting a nut. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a man is, I mean, it don't make it no difference. You know, I feel for both men and women. And some type of condition, but a man like that, you know, the first thing you thinking is he grabbing himself and he trying to stop it, but it's coming out, and you know, it's kids everywhere. How do he, You know, the first thing a person think is you motherfucking freak. You know, you want to go off, jump on a man. You know what I'm saying? You thinking a motherfucker getting arousal being in front of your children. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and that's the hard part. That's the hard part because they are embarrassed of, you know, things like this. You know, this is something that it fucks with their mental. That's why a lot of them, you know, like the young lady, she wanted to take her life because of this.
I wonder, did she have kids? Did it say if she had kids or not?
No, it didn't say that she had kids. She looked like she was actually single. She spoke of nothing about kids, spoke of nothing about her actually being with somebody. But, you know, it was just the fact that she's saying that this disease is controlling her life. I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
She may not have children. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's young.
A lot of men would find that intimidating. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but a lot of men will find something like that intimidating. Like, he can't make you come when he wants you to come, but you can come on your own. Some men find shit intimidating. You know what?
Can you
imagine
being at a parent-teacher conference and you all of a sudden just go into an orgasm, dude? Like, really? Like,
she gotta wear a whole bunch. Fuck a panty liner. She need a whole pad, 24/7.
And
what if she was a squirter? Can you imagine being a squirter and having that?
Same thing as we said about the men. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's like, you know, so like I said, I heard about this condition before. I used to watch this show called Taboo, and it was many different many different, you know, scenarios. Like, there was this woman who, when she gave birth to her first child, she witnessed having an orgasm right when she was giving birth to her child. There was also another woman where, for some reason, her body odor produced this odor where it smelled like burning rubber tires all the time, and she couldn't do nothing about it. Even the doctors were surprised on, you know, they was puzzled on why she was smelling like rubber tires. There was also an instance where a woman, she couldn't enjoy sex like she wanted to because it was really painful down there. Like, it was so painful, like, she would cry. Like, it had nothing to do with her husband, but I think what happened was, I guess her vaginal canal was shaped a little different where it was making her, like, it was painful.
Okay,
so
I've
they
been
had
through
to
that.
Do surgery.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, you know, so there's, like, different little things, but, you know, it's amazing, you know, being that she's 22, and on a man's standpoint, like Niecy said, it could be that, but it could also be, like, you know, for a man, you know, it could be like a turn-on, but because he's looking at it as a turn-on, it's a serious thing on her side. So it's probably hard for her to even date because it's like, well, I might date a guy and he might, you know, be insecure because he thinks this is a game, but this is actually a serious thing. Like, I'm not just busting nuts just to bust nuts. This is something that's uncontrollable. Or the other side of it, where a guy might be so turned on to it that he don't understand that this is actually a serious disease and nothing to be made light of. So I feel her for that. That's a fucked up thing to, you know, go through. Even though there's no cure right now, I really hope that they find something for her to alleviate it. What she's doing right now, she's just taking yoga and working out to try to, minimize.
It seems like you have to be careful with that too, because shit, you getting that downward facing dog and hit that little, you know what I'm saying, and he go into one of those, boy, you might not be ready for all that. I couldn't fathom what this young lady is going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I did see the underwear, and I thought it was kind of dope. I seen a little thing. They was at the restaurant, and the dude was playing with the little settings, and they was at the table. It looked fun.
That's cute, but
I
you
couldn't
got people who take advantage of it. Shit, fuck that. Mm-mm. Had you shaking all day and night long?
Not being able to
pull. Oh, my God.
I'll pass out.
That's too much. A little bit, but too much.
What's your... you said you'll pass out, because we know, fellas, we know y'all usually
most men, not all, are one and done. Like, hey, I need about a good 20, 30 minutes. Give me a minute. You know what I'm saying? Women can go, for the most part, can go back to back to back to back to back. So I couldn't imagine, like, this is fucking me up. Just to have that feeling and be, like, continuously all the time. Because it is times when women will spasm, where you can't, like, stop that feeling. It'll go for a little minute. Like, there was this one woman who actually, she went to the hospital because she could not stop. It went on, like, all day. So after it went on for, like, a whole almost 24 hours, she got up and went to the ER. I mean, how do you walk into the ER and tell them, I'm here because I can't stop busting the nut? How do you, that, I just can't. It's not funny. It's not funny because I'm not living it. But when you hear about it, you'll be like, what the hell? Like, this stuff really, like, this kind of shit really exists? Like, people really go through this? Fellas, y'all don't understand what we go through sometimes. If y'all only knew, you know what I'm saying?
The only thing I could probably think about is, you know, when some men, you know, achieve orgasms, because we get that too. Sometimes we achieve an erection just randomly. We cannot be thinking about sex. We cannot be, you know, even on that level. But, you know, we walking down the street and something must, like, we might rub against our boxers or something like that. It just happens and everything like that. It happens, you know, to us all the time. You know, people might think, oh, you know, it's a bulge or you nasty. You might be thinking that, but it's an org. It's a muscle. It flexes.
Men can wake up all hard from having to use the restroom.
Yeah, that. But it's not even that. You know, there's times where you could be doing the simplest task, you know, throughout your day, and all of a sudden you get, you know, hard. You know,
distracted.
It just happens. You know, you just. It's not like you're thinking of anything, but that's just how the male body works too. You know, I grew up in a house full of women, so I heard all this girl talk about, you know, out of nowhere. So of course I know there's women who, when they have bras and they get hard, their nipples get hard sometimes. You know, they might not even thinking about anything sexual or arousal or anything, but it's just how the bra might rub against her skin or, you know, different other things, but it's nothing to be ashamed about. But I really, really, really feel for that woman who's going through all of that. It got to be hard for her to actually at one point in time to think about committing suicide. You know, that's not to be taken lightly if a person is going through that so much where they're thinking about taking their own lives. So
tiresome. So I understand that, because, you know, you can only take so much. You get worn out. You're like, what the heck? I mean, it does become a point. I'm sorry that that's happened to the young lady. I was tickled. Don't get me wrong. I was tickled. I made fun of it, you know what I'm saying, briefly. But, yeah, that's terrible. I hope the young lady gets some salvation, because sometimes when you going through that, you be like, Lord Jesus, just make it stop. It was fun for a minute, but now I'm done. If we 20 minutes in, I need a break. But we go, man, that's crazy. Man, I hope she gets some help with that. But we're going to go ahead and take a break, man, and we're going to come back and we're going to see what's popping with the hot seat. You know, the stars been, you know, they've been kind of light, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to make something happen. So that was kind of lit. So we're going to, let's get this Raphael stay lit, because she lit. Let's go.
Oh.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my god,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
No.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
You just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was Raphael, Stay Lit. Hey, so right now, we're going to move on to the hot seat. Okay, so recently they was talking to, doing an interview with Mariah Carey, you know, the diva, the one and only. And she was talking about her twins, Moroccan and Monroe, you know, her and Nick Cannon's twins. So, she was talking about the fact that she was trying not to have entitled, spoiled kids. And her way of doing that, she says that she has, when they go places, and they could be asking her for something that's maybe like $20. And she denies them of that. And she tells them, says to them, you know, you're asking me for $20, and she denies them of that because she says when she was younger, when she was coming up, she didn't have it like that, so she just couldn't ask her parents, say, here, I need $20 to get this or get that, or this toy is only $20. So do you guys, first of all, I don't fucking believe that. I think that's just something you say for the camera. That's my this my opinion. I don't believe that, but do you guys think that that is the way to go as far as trying to not raise an entitled youth in today's society?
I would say no. I would say no. Just for the simple fact.
Explain, please.
Okay. So. Both of my parents, they had kind of different methods of raising me. My mother, she was more on the disciplinarian side, so I used to beef with my mom constantly. But she spoiled me in a different way. Like, my father, he spoiled me in, you know, sometimes as material things, but my mom also spoiled me in a lot of other things, too. Just because she didn't buy simple things that I wanted, like that was like $20 or something like that, I get a chance of doing things that other kids at my youth didn't do. I was the one who was going taking college classes when I was still in high school. I was the one who was going to camp. I was the one who was going to college tours. I was the one going to etiquette class. I was the one that was doing all sorts of kind of things that most of my peers at my age could never even dream of doing. Denying somebody, you know, I mean, every child, every parent go through this, no, you can't have this, no, you can't have that. That's easy to deny somebody a $20 thing, you know. That is, I feel that. But there got to be more to it. You got to say, okay, you know what? I won't buy you this thing that's $20. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you work for it. Yeah, I'm going to have you work for it. So you can understand the value of a dollar. You can understand, you know, the reason why mommy and daddy have all these things is because we actually put in work. You know what I'm saying? So denying the kids something just because you said, well, I didn't have it, because my mom, she kind of had the same idea, kind of, sort of. I remember when I was 16, and me and my mom, we used to beef all the time. And I remember when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, I haven't been able to learn how to drive a car. None of my parents actually showed me to. I actually had to go to driver's ed to learn how to drive. So being that I was around my mother, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, is it okay, you know, if you teach me how to drive? You know, I really want to drive. She said, no, I'm not going to teach you. And the reason why I'm not going to teach you is because nobody else taught me. So if nobody else taught me, why am I going to teach you? That's kind of like having like a chip on your shoulder, because your parents couldn't do things for you that you wanted to as a child. So I guess it's like a chip off your shoulder. Well, my parents couldn't do this, so I'm not going to do that for my kids. That's not what you're supposed to actually do. You are actually supposed to help your children, because if your parents wasn't there for you as a kid, that's why you're there now, to try to show things that your parents didn't do. Now, you know, there's other methods to doing that, but you don't have to take out your child frustrations because you couldn't afford to get a $20 toy that you deny your kid a $20 toy. No, tell them, you know what, I'm not going to buy you this, but I will put you to work so you can earn it. Everybody's happy. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I totally agree with Rapstar. I would make them work for it too. You know, I'm at fault of. That's why they. Now, my kids are like, right now, just get on my fucking nerves. But I think I'm at fault because I gave. You understand what I'm saying? Unless I didn't have it, and I still give, even no matter what it is, I still do until I get fed up. You know what I'm saying? When I get fed up, now that I say no, when I say no, it's that attitude. So had I did that and made them work for it when they were younger, I probably wouldn't have a lot of the issues that I have now with them. You know what I'm saying? So, I do agree now that you should make them work for it. You know, even when they're young, you know, pick up your toys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't feel like it's you have to pay. I don't feel like you have to pay a kid to clean their own fucking room. It's your room. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like you have to pay them to do the dishes. They ate off them goddamn plates too, didn't they? You know what I'm saying? But there's other things that they can do. You know what I mean? Like, they sleep.
My childhood was different. My mom was a single parent, and I got an allowance, you know, as long as I came. But it was levels to this, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I came, like, my mom was like, I have my own phone line, you know, all that kind of shit. Like, everybody wanted to come to my house because I had all the cool shit, all the newest gaming systems. Back then it was like Sega, and it, you know, before they was Xbox 23 and then live battling on that shit, you know. But it was levels to it. I couldn't have no fucked up grades. Mama, if you were sick and you couldn't go to school, you can't do shit else. You can't be sick and say, okay, I'm sick, I can't go to school.
That's
and then when the night hit, Yeah, right. Then I had to do what I had to do, and she worked a lot, so I made sure that I cooked, I cleaned, all that shit. I'm a clean freak anyway. Even as an adult, I am a fucking clean freak. Everything has a place. I don't give a fuck, and I could tell when something been moved. So, but I mean, as long as I did get an allowance. You know what I'm saying? As long as I did what I was supposed to do. I did get an allowance. I mean, we went on extravagant vacations. I know grown-ass people that ain't never been to Disney World. As a kid, I've been to Disney World like 10 times. We went so much, I got tired of going. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it just really, like, I appreciate as an adult the way that I grew up and got things done. I appreciate the value. At this stage in life, I can appreciate the value of a dollar, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things. If I could go back and redo it, I would redo it, because when she passed away, I fucked over some money. I ain't going to even lie, but even as a kid, I do understand that you do have to work to get what you want. And when you don't do that work, you don't fucking get what you want. So I don't really believe that if they go in a store and little Morocco, whatever, say, "Mom, I need this $20. I don't really see her. Your mom is worth $300 million. Your daddy's worth fucking $50, $60 million. I don't see them getting turned down on $20. I don't really believe it. I don't know if that's just to save face and say, oh, I'm trying to teach my kids and not raise an entitled kid, but I don't per se see it really going down like that. I ain't going to even lie. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's cool if that's what she does.
They ain't entitled. The little motherfuckers is entitled. Shit, look how much they family worth.
Yeah.
No.
True. I wonder if they even go to regular school. They're probably in private schools. I'm not sure about that, so I don't want to say
that. They're probably private. I would think private.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't in a public school.
I mean, I don't think it's nothing wrong with getting an allowance for things that now, kids, there's so many things that, because they got these games and all that shit, and I would rather give my kid an allowance for doing the things that they need to do or should do, or chores. I had chores. I had to do, these are your chores. If I ain't do my chores, it wasn't no mall on the weekends. It wasn't none of that. I couldn't talk on the phone before a certain time. I couldn't talk on the phone after a certain time. If I didn't do it, my grades slacked in any way, all that shit was gone. That motherfucker would come pull everything up out of my room, phone line, game system. Let me get that and put in lock and key. You'll get it back when you get back to doing what you need to be doing. Okay, let me straighten my motherfucking collar up. You know what I'm saying? So it did teach me some things. You know what I'm saying? Even though it wasn't rough, you know what I'm saying, as far as having things, but I learned why she did what she did, and I can respect her for what she did and how she did the things that she did. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So anyway, shout out to Mariah. If that's your MO for trying to not raise entitled children, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. I still don't believe you turning them down if they ask for $20 to get some shit. But, okay. But anyway, we're going to keep it on moving to, okay, there is an actress actress named Julianne Moore. She's been in a lot of different movies, but her husband is a director. And she hides, and I don't even know how you do this, but a lot of times she hides sex scenes from her husband, like he doesn't even know until he actually sees the movie that she's done a sex scene, because he's jealous and can't handle her having sex. I mean, it's not real, but even in the innuendo of having sex with another person. Could you? I want Niecy to answer this question first. Could you deal with somebody pretend sex with another individual, even if you're an actor, if you are an actress in a sense, You know what I'm saying? Because you're not necessarily you're not in a relationship with what you're doing. You're you're playing a role. You're getting paid. If could you deal with somebody else in the industry like you? Could you do that?
I think I could because it's acceptable. We know what each other is doing. I think I could because people outside the industry have a very big misconception. And it could be because a lot of these bitches do things on the side. You know what I'm saying? With when they go do scenes. But then you wouldn't know if you didn't tell your nigga, you know, your man or whatever. I think I would need myself. I'd prefer in the industry relationship. I really would.
Oh,
because
you would prefer in
know what's up.
Okay.
Yeah, I would prefer that, but I ain't feeling nobody in the motherfucker, so, no. But I would prefer that. I think I would.
Well,
because we understand each other. You know what I mean? When you deal with someone out that's not in the industry, a lot of times they don't understand. Or it's all this damn jealousy. You know what I mean? It's just a job. It is what it is. Don't take it so serious, you know. But a person outside be like, yeah, okay, bitch. You ain't supposed to be falling in love. Been through it.
You don't moan that loud when I'm doing it? They be like, you don't moan that loud when I'm doing
it? Exactly. Well, maybe you ain't doing it like they do it. But at the end of the day, they don't understand that a lot of this stuff is put together. It ain't like, nigga ain't really like, I don't like to work with somebody who like trying to pound my back out. That's not, we just acted. Every now and then you might get a nut here and there, but you know what I mean? This ain't real life. They going their way and I'm going mine. And I don't do off-camera fucking. A lot of the bitches in the industry do off-camera fucking. I'm not fucking you if the cameras is off. I'm not.
Because you ain't getting paid.
I don't do that. A lot of them do that. And when I tell you, a lot of them do that. But they do it when they done got to know a person extremely well. And they got their little side relationships or whatever. They ain't got no, you know. I'm not doing that. Fuck all that. I need my money. Somebody got to give me something. I don't believe in that.
So,
and I have I've been put to the test of that, too. You know, and I'm just
well,
not with
that.
You
said you've been put to the test with that?
Yeah. Sure have. I've been put to the test with that one time.
412, could you date somebody could you date somebody that was like an actress and that was like their job? Would you be comfortable with like sex scenes and stuff like that? If you know this is a job, like they're getting paid. Like and it's not even real. It's not like porn. I'm not talking like the porn side of it where you know they're actually having sex. But, you know, when you do like a movie, let's say a movie sex scene, they're not really having sex.
Yeah, they're acting.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you deal with that?
I can deal with that. I mean, it's acting, you know. A lot of people do it in the industry. You know, when you got, you know, people in the industry who's actually doing movie scenes like Titanic and them fucking on the boat and everything like that, they're not actually fucking on the boat, you know. It's a part of their art. It's a part of their craft, you know. So you can't go into those situations because it's like you sign up what you sign up for. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you're not going to feel comfortable dealing with somebody who's in that, then why would you date an actor or an actress? No possibility they could be into this, something like that. So you would have to, yourself have to analyze yourself to see if you can go through something like that. And if you could, or you could, you can't. But you just got to know what type of person that you're dating. Me personally, I wouldn't care because it's just acting. I know personally, you know, there's no sex going on and everything. It's just a movie. It's just a show. You know, if anything, we would probably crack up and shit like that because there's a lot of scenes, a lot of interviews where I remember watching an interview with what was her name? Gabrielle Union. And she was talking about, you know, certain scenes where she was with in men where, you know, they would be in a romantic scene and their breasts would stink. And she couldn't stand certain men that she would have to, you know, kiss or doing certain scenes because the breath was stinking and everything like that, you know. So it's like, you know, we can share stories and be like, oh, how was your day? How was your day, ma? Can you believe this nigga didn't brush his teeth and he just ate a fucking sandwich with onions in it, and this nigga was trying to slob me down doing the thing, and then he kept fucking up, so we kept having to doing it over and over and over again. Do you know how frustrating that is? Damn, ma, that's fucked up. Damn, the nigga didn't even pop a mint. It was like, I'm trying to give him hints and everything, but he ain't taking a hint. But we had to do it about 30, 40 times because he kept fucking up, and I had to smell that, you know. It's different. It's different. You know, so you can't listen to a love song created by another artist that talks mm-hmm. about love and then get mad when your man's an artist or your girl's an artist too, and it'd be mm-hmm. like, wait a minute. Prince is, I was like, yo, R. Kelly saying some freak shit in the back, you know, like, you can't get mad at me if we're, you know, thinking the same thing. So it's all about, you know, how that person is. Me personally, like I said, I wouldn't care. I would actually turn it to a whole fucking joke. I would actually be behind the scenes trying to crack the joke, actually.
I got one question for Rapstar. Who the hell is Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle Union. You know who Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle Union. He said Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
Sound like a dude.
You know what?
Gabrielle.
You know what? Yeah, you right. You definitely, it's Gabrielle. My fault. My fault.
You talk about that man.
Yeah. It's a Sunday. You know, I'm a little lazy, so, you know, my name is Sunday.
God, this motherfucker done turned into the English teacher. So since you talking, let's slide into your thoughts. Since you talking to me. Everybody wants to know what Honey Dip is saying.
You know y'all don't. These kids. Mm-hmm. These kids. You couldn't pay me to do it again. You couldn't pay me to do it. I don't give a fuck if they're giving out $1 billion check. The fuck I am. I keep asking this motherfucking gynecologist, can just take that shit out and give it to somebody that can use it. Donate it to science. Just don't let them come back, them little kids come back talking about, is you my mama? The DNA say, we don't want them problems because I'm running. You know,
Rapstar,
I could never do it again.
She donate her ovaries to science, dog.
I don't want them because I don't want to do nothing with them. I have no use for them. I'm done. I quit. It's over. No more. Finito. No. Adios. Ain't shit coming out of here. I don't want to do it again. I would never do it again. I mean, you know, I have girls, so it is. When I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me with some of the fucking bullshit. And don't get it twisted. They're not like horrible, horrible kids and nothing. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes they get on my motherfucking nerves and some of the dumb shit. Like, I love them. You know what I mean? I wouldn't take a day away from their life, but I would never do it again. I wouldn't do it again. Some parents, they wouldn't mind keep on having, you know, bitches out here having baby after baby after baby. That will never be me. I quit. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? No. They're rotten. They're spoiled. And not for nothing, I'm mad because I did the shit. I'm mad because I'm the one that made them the way that, like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, as far as my youngest do, like, come on. Like, oh, my God. I just can't. I can't. Some of the things that I look at, like, I can't do it again. I refuse. And if they was giving away $1 billion checks, I don't want one. I'll stay broke.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, shit. I can't. I can't. These days, I just cannot. Rotten.
rotten. I'd be like, oh my God, is this the spawn of Satan? What is going on? Why? I'm tired of, you know, it's like the more you try to teach them, the dumber I get sometimes. I be feeling, you know, don't want to listen, hard-headed. This shit is just annoying, you know what I'm saying? And I know it goes with them growing up and everything else, but I'm like, you, who the fuck, why are you so stupid? Like, you know what I mean? You, why are you stupid today? You weren't like this yesterday. You woke up on a stupid side of the bed? Like, I don't understand. I just get so, annoyed. I get annoyed. That's my own shit. But, you know, you get tired of repeating, having to say the same thing. You already know how I feel about situations. You know, already know I don't like liars. You know, I don't like different type of, you know what I'm saying? And not my kids are, you know what I'm saying? My youngest two are nowhere near liars. You know what I'm saying? Because they already know. Trust me, they know. I'll flip the fuck out in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, I got my oldest, like, there's issues there. You know what I'm saying? You know, that lying shit, I don't like people that lie constantly. You know what I'm saying? I don't like things like that. And when you deal with, you know, when you tell your child that people, you can tell them till you blue in the face. Of course, they have to learn on their own, you know, this people ain't good for you, that person ain't good for you, this situation is no good for you, this is how it's going to turn out, you know. But they all have to learn on their own. It's just annoying to the point, like, I've been annoyed about a whole lot of shit. You know, just not them, just them in general, like, just any and everything. You know, but today is one of the motherfucking trying days with one of them. So, yes, today is a very trying day with one of them. So, you know, I go from 0 to 1 million in less than a second. I don't know. If I get mad, it's on. I get mad, it's on. I be wanting to pop the shit out of one of them quick. And they know my reflex. I couldn't do it again. I'm the type that I'll fuck that. I'll fuck a kid up, especially my own. I don't know. I just wouldn't do it again. For you bitches that's out there having baby after baby after baby, I'll shake your hand. Congratulations.
I shake my head.
Okay. Because it is not what it's about. It is not what it's about, especially these days. First of all, the kids, the way they, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can raise them to be a certain way and do all we can and give all we can, because I do a lot of that, whether it's financially, emotionally, mentally, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Try to get stability. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, you know, you can give them everything in the world that, you know, you need to give them. And they're still going to do what they want to do when they're grown. You really can't. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it still bothers me. It still bothers me because I am a true caregiver. I'm a caregiver. If I love you, and it doesn't mean it has to be a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, none of that shit. If I love you and I care about you, I go to the motherfucking end of the world. I'm the type of person, when I love deeply. And I don't give a damn who you are. You know what I'm saying? I'd be ready to go to the end of the world for a person, no matter who you are, when I really truly care about you. Like, I can feel your pain. You crying, I'm crying too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to find a way to make things better. You know, and I see that in my kids, but then I see that roughness. You know what I'm saying? That the roughness about myself in them. You know, I don't know, but them motherfuckers rotten. Just rotten. Just rotten. Lord, I love them, but just I can't. I can't with some, like, I'd be like some of them, okay, who the fuck are you today? Because this ain't who you've been for the past all your life. Now, who are you today?
Oh, yeah, you got 3 Geminis at that. Ooh, yeah, like 20 of y'all.
I cannot. It's only them is against me, though. It's all them, 20 of them, against just me, little old me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and that's how
oh,
I be nigga.
Don't
like, I'm going to fuck
like
all
you
bitches up.
You're only one fucking person. The fuck?
I am.
Shit.
I am. I be in here. Listen, I just have to, like, oh, my God. You know, and then you have to remember their ages. But then
Right.
You know, the one thing that they good for, they all, I'm grown. Well, what the fuck you keep coming back to me for then? Grown people pay bills, bitches. What the you grown, everything you fought, but yeah, that's, you hear them when we be on the phone all the time. All the time. Mine, you got this, mine, you got that, mine. Yeah, all day, right?
Mine.
But every time we talking,
mine. I be like, I'll
be laying down. I'll be, first thing I say is, what you stealing? Because they always on my dresser. You know, they always say, oh, my, you got too much of this or you got too much of that. But then I hear when they got company or somebody over my house, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I'm eavesdropping, I'm nosy, I'm doing the dishes, shit. I can hear upstairs. First thing they talking about is, you know, talking about my middle daughter, talking about her father's house. He only got pink hair lotion and so a can of, you know, some kind of hair grease in there, some old-ass hair grease or something, because her father is Caucasian. You know, but her other sister and brother.
I guarantee, Ref Star, Niecy is the only motherfucker that could do a live. And her kids come in, this motherfucker will get on the live. Have you ever? She'll be in the middle of a live and her kids are busting the room. Like, you doing the live.
She's like,
Niecy's
like another Bernie Mac.
They don't care though, because but you know what? That's
care.
Because my kids know. If this is the difference between now, if I was doing some more sexual stuff, they already, you know, I let them know I'm about to do this, that, or the other. You know what I'm saying? They clear out the house. We don't do. You know what I'm saying? I don't get down like that with my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's around like that. But
alive
or whatever, they already know I'm talking about the industry. Like they say, they grown. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know I'm talking to my fans. You know, and it's not just one. It's, you know, the other one too. You know, and my adoptive daughter. You know what I'm saying? She do the same thing. They don't care. They don't care. They come right in the room, going all in my motherfucking shit, taking everything, but be talking about, Ma, why you got all this stuff? Why you go to the store and buy this? Why you go to the store and buy that? 2 days later, Ma, do you got? And then, but they be asking, but at the same time, going in my shit, getting it. Don't even wait for me to say, well, let me get it, or hold on, or I don't know. They already got it. My first thing is, why you steal it? Because I feel like you steal it. I ain't got nothing. And walking with their hand, like little kids, their hands behind their back, or got my shit in their pocket. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how many times I have to go upstairs to find my shit. You know, hell, I just went upstairs to find towels. You know, and I know, when we first started doing the show, I was complaining about face cloth and towels. And I just, after all them years, back on that shit. I go in there to get a motherfucking towel. It's one towel in my motherfucking whole bathroom. I was livid. Like, I got to go upstairs and find all the fucking towels upstairs, or they wash them and take them upstairs. What the fuck? You know? And all that. Like, hell, toenail clip. Mad than a motherfucker. I just went and bought me another pair because I went upstairs trying to look for her. I get so tired of the things that I need. You know what I'm saying? They take it off. But that's girls. That's girls. You know what I'm saying? I got godsons, and they don't do none of that shit. Godson, grandson, I don't see none of that. You know what I mean?
Slip,
I don't see none of that.
If you slip up, you're going to have a boy.
Who? Who? Oh, no, not me. Ain't none of that. At all. It won't happen. I'm not even fucking around like that. I don't even play that. We don't be coming in this cooch at all. And then during the scene, I'm trying to get all the nut out in oral, so we don't even got to have that type of, we not having no. And if it do happen, I don't know. I'm sorry. Some people may be against it, but I'm kicking the doors open of the motherfucking clinics. Yes, I'm going to see them people long as it's legal. It's still legal in New York State,
question,
the United States.
Because we coming to the end. So quick question: when you do the scenes, are you on birth control?
Most people are, yeah.
I was like, because I know you know what I'm saying? It's not like, I was wondering if you were on birth control.
I don't do no semen in me. I don't do no type of semen, period. I don't do, if it's not on my mouth, in my mouth, or my face, or on my chest, I don't do no type of semen, period. I know how to suck it till, you know what I'm saying? I get the pre-cum, Sure, I'm pretty good at sucking a dick, so I know how to suck it. I'm sorry, rap star. I know you're too young to hear this conversation. But
tell her you got her on your balls. You a grown ass man. The fuck?
That's
dumb as hell.
that caught me off guard for a minute. I was like, what?
Wait a minute. Why I said it. I said it, though. That's why I said it, because he just listening. He like, what? I could see his face. I could just see his face when I start talking about
wait,
sucking
wait,
it
like,
up
what?
To the
like,
pre-cup.
Like, what the fuck?
All talk, no filter, baby. What?
You
didn't. All talk, no filter.
Because I already know what his face looked like. I already know what
oh
his face looks
God.
Like when I start talking about I'm going to suck it till the pre-cum till I get all the pre-cum. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you can taste, I can taste that when I'm sucking it. So I automatically know, you know what I'm saying, when we done, you know? Mm-mm. We not putting no semen in my pussy. Semen make your pussy stink. When it's repeatedly like that, you know, I mean, each its own, but my pussy don't require douches. Because they don't none be, you know what I'm saying? I don't have odors and none of that kind of shit going on. You know what I mean? I take real good care of this cat. You know? Mm-mm.
We got
you know.
To cut it. That's it. We done. It's over. Tell them how to get at you. That's it. It's over.
Last style, you take your earmuffs off now.
None was required. None was required. And I was soaking it all in. Soaking it all in.
So it's Niecy, NEESE, Honey Dip on everything, all pieces of social media. I do have now on Instagram Niecy Honey Dip page 2. You could start, you know what I'm saying, friending it or whatever the hell y'all call it, requesting whatever the shit. You can start doing that. You know, I'm on Twitter, everything Niecy Honey Dip. Anything that has an underscore in it, please do not accept it. Do not friend. I have nothing with underscores in it. Those are not me. If anything, you can report it. But anything that say Niecy, yeah, that's not me. They still in the pictures, and as soon as I think it's over, it start back up. You know, there's definitely somebody on Twitter portraying to be me, not me. But I do, like I said, I have Niecy Honey Dip, and I have Niecy Honey Dip 2. I really don't be on 2 that much, but you can, you know what I'm saying, go and request 2 just to be safe and sorry, because you know they shut us down on social media very quick, especially anybody in the fucking industry gets shut down. And I'm bookable for anything, you know, walkthroughs, postings, photo shoots, you know what I'm saying, adult shoots, you know, any and everything. Through Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And my email is niecyhoneydip@xxx, you know what I mean, like xylophone, @yahoo.com. So my website is niecyhoneydip.com. I'm working on my OnlyFans. I got multiple. All you got to do is Google me. Shit. The fuck? Just Google
mm-hmm.
me.
It's
so many pages, you cannot get lost. The only difference is my social medias, not all of those. They're under different type of shit because, you know, you can't have everything under one thing no more. So I got to use different emails for different social medias. But anyways, you know what to do. Hit me. And send that email to my manager, and I'm there.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Star. You know, you can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. That's my first Facebook. Also got a second one, Cameron Cortez. Part 2, that's Roman numeral 2, DOS.
Yep.
You know, it is me. A lot of people might not think it's me, but it is me. I'm actually on my second one more than my first one. You can hit me up on my Twitter, RapStore412. Hit me up on YouTube, RapStore412. Let's get it popping. I got some stuff coming up, lined up slowly but surely with some new music. Just got to knock it out the park this time, you know what I'm saying? So get at me. Oh, you can also get at me right here you know, on Talk No Filter every Sunday. All of us, you know how we going down, man.
That's right.
Mhm. Hey, we here Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel, y'all. You know what it is, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and all of us got projects coming up, so stay tuned. Tell a friend, tune on in. We here. 412 going to take us out. Mama Lisa, let's go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you a worker. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you a worker. Please you believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
I'll talk no filter. Dallas Radio. We out.